Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo
Om namo
bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Okay, so we're speaking on the Srimad Brihad Bhagavat Amrita, the second part, which describes the glories of Goloka.
我们这两次一直在讲述大博加瓦坛甘露之阳的第二部分，这部分的讲述的是Goloka的荣耀。
And this pastime is told by conversation between Maharaj Parikshit and his mother Uttara.
这部分对话是由 Parikshit 大君和他的母亲 Uttara 之间的进行的。
Parikshit Maharaj has already just heard the Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami.
Parikshit 大君刚刚从 Sukadeva Goswami的口中聆听了圣典博伽瓦坛。
And he is waiting for his death.
他现在等待自己的离世。
So his mother approaches him. She wants to hear some spiritual knowledge.
他的母亲这时候就找到自己的儿子, 想从他口中聆听灵性的知识。
So she's inquiring about the devotees in different positions in the both the material and spiritual world.
他现在就询问不同奉献者之间的地位, 包括物质世界的奉献者和灵性世界的奉献者。
And she understands that there's some differences between devotees.
他知道在不同的奉献者之间是有差别的。
Not all devotees are on the same level. Although they all may be pure devotees, there are different levels of meditation and concentration on the Lord.
尽管他们都是纯粹的奉献者，但是他们确实在他们对于主的冥想和专注度方面是有差别的。
So we were explaining in the last class that there were five different levels recognized among pure devotees.
上节课我们讲到，在纯粹的奉献者之间，公认他们有五个层面的奉献者。
Right? Yeah, you've got, first of all, some people who are, they have devotion, but their devotion is mixed with attachment to knowledge.
那第一个层面就是依附知识的奉献者。
They want to understand more the qualities and the nature of the Lord's activities.
他们想了解更多主的本质，主的活动。
They're called Jnana Bhaktas.
这类奉献者称为 Jnana Bhaktas, 就是思辨奉献者。
And then there are devotees who are just simply attached to the process of devotional service, hearing and chanting. They're called Shuddha Bhaktas.
还有一类奉献者，他们只是对于奉献服务的程序非常依恋，比如说聆听唱诵，这类奉献者被称为 Shuddha Bhakta，纯粹奉献者。
But above Shuddha Bhaktas, there are devotees who are experience the love for the Lord.
但是在 Shuddha Bhakta 奉献者之上面的是那些正体验着对主的爱的奉献者。
They have very strong loving feelings for the Lord, and at the same time, they also want to serve Him.
他们正内心，他们在体验着对主的强烈的爱的情感。与此同时，他们也渴望，迫切渴望服务主，这尊主。
They are called Prema Bhaktas.
他们被称为 Prema Bhakta.
Right, we said people like Hanuman, the monkey, he has great that kind of love.
伟大的奉献者哈努曼就拥有这种爱。
And then there's also devotees above that who are called very strong attachment to the Lord, but they're not interested in the process of bhakti itself. They only want get the mercy. They want to feel the mercy of the Lord, and they want to always be with Him, and they're always very eager to talk with Him and associate with Him.
还有另外一类奉献者，他们对主拥有强烈的依恋，他们对于 Bhakti 本身并不十分感兴趣，他们只是对于取得主的仁慈非常强烈的想渴望得到主的仁慈，他们想和主在一起，想跟他谈话，想跟他联谊。
Right, people like the Pandavas.
比如说潘度五子。
And then there are people who are they have even greater love and affection for the Lord, and they're always feeling the love for the Lord. They will give everything for the Lord. They will give their life, everything for the Lord.
还有一类奉献者，他们对主怀着更加伟大、强烈的爱，他们想把一切献给主，甚至包括自己的生命。
This is seen in the family members of Lord Krishna. They're called the Yadavas, and the head of the Yadavas was Uddhava.
这是在主 Krishna 本人的家族家人，他们被称为 Yadava， 是以 Uddhava 为首的 Yadava 族人可以看到的。
So Mother Uttara, you know, she didn't really know about this very well, but she knew about Vaikuntha.
Uttara 母亲 Uttara 对此并不十分清晰，她只了解知道 Vaikuntha 幽心树。
And she could understand that, you know, there must be some differences among devotees because not everybody could be the same.
他只知道奉献者一定是有差别的，不是所有奉献者都是一样的。
It would be impersonal if there was no difference.
如果所有奉献者都是一样的话，那就成了非人格的了。
So she understands that there are different kinds of devotees, and some devotees have very intimate service with the Lord, and some devotees are not so intimate.
Uttara 母亲呢，她知道奉献者是不同的，有的奉献者跟主的关系是非常亲密的，有的奉献者跟主的关系不那么亲密。
Just like some people, you know, Jai and Vijay, they're the gatekeepers at Vaikuntha. So it's not to be a gatekeeper, it's not so intimate with Krishna or with the Lord.
比如说有扎亚和维扎亚这两个奉献者，他们是瓦昆塔无忧星宿的看门人，他们跟主的关系就没有那么亲密。
But then you've got other devotees, they're the ones who get to dress Krishna, or some people, they're combing his hair for him, and some people, they even massage his feet for him.
还有别的奉有的奉献者呢，他们给主穿衣服，给主梳头，给主按摩。
So they're in this way, they're enjoying a very intimate relationship with Krishna, with the Lord.
他们享受着跟主的亲密的关系。
But Uttara also, you see, she doesn't know about Goloka. She only knows about Vaikuntha. She only knows the spiritual world.And the spiritual world is Vaikuntha. She doesn't know what is happening in the spiritual world, how there are different levels in the spiritual world.
Sorry. Uttara, 他知道 Vaikuntha, 无忧星宿，但是他对于 Goloka 却不是所知甚少，他只知道灵性的世界。
Yeah, she wants, so she's in Vaikuntha, everybody is a servant of Krishna. There's only this mode of being the servant, Dasya Rasa.
在 Vaikuntha, 每一个生物都是主的仆人，在那里的是处于 Dasya Rasa, 仆人的滋味当中的服务心态。
And everybody is equal.Everybody is very happy to be engaged in the service of the Lord.
每一个生物都是平等的，他们都快快乐乐的服务着主。
Nobody is envious of another person.
没有任何一个人会嫉妒另一个人。
Even, you know, somebody may be the gatekeeper.They're very happy to be the gatekeeper. They feel that's their service. And they're happy to do that for Krishna.
即便有的人他是看门人，他们也非常幸福地做着看门人的服务，因为他们对于服务主就已经心满意足了。
So the nature of the spiritual world is everyone is a pure devotee.Pure devotees, they don't have any bad feeling, or they're not, they can never be envious of another devotee.
So, in the spiritual world, every person is a pure devotee. They don't have any bad feeling towards others. They never envy others.
So, everyone feels happy in their service, and they don't feel any difference from another person.
每个人都对于自己的服务感到很快乐，他们觉得自己跟别人没有什么差别。
And they don't know people in Vaikuntha. They don't know that there's anything higher than Vaikuntha.
他们并不知道在 Vaikuntha 之上还有别的星宿。
They don't know that they could, you know, that they could go for the.There's another, they don't know about Goloka and about what happens in Goloka.
他们不了解 Goloka, 不了解在 Goloka 之星宿上面发生的活动。
Now, to go to Vaikuntha, when you enter Vaikuntha, there are different kinds of liberation which you get.
在百昆塔无忧星宿上，即使是他们会得到不同程度的解脱。
For example, one type of liberation is to get the same bodily features as the Lord.
比如说有一类解脱呢，就是跟主有同样的身体特征。
You know, like in Vaikuntha, the Lord is four-arm form. So somebody who gets that kind of liberation, they will also get four-arm form.
在 Vaikuntha 星宿上呢，主是四臂的形象，所以得到这种解脱的奉献者呢，他们也有四臂。
And somebody else gets the liberation of being one of the associates or servants of the Lord. So you're very close to him.
还有一类解脱呢，是成为主的同友，就是跟主的关系非常的近。
Someone else gets the liberation to be on the same planet with the Lord.
还有另外别的人，他们得到的解脱是能够跟主居住在同一星球上。
And then somebody can get the liberation to enjoy the same opulences as the Lord.
还有的奉献者，他们获得的解脱是享受跟主同等的富裕。
Now there is another kind of liberation, which is called Sayujya Mukti, which is merging or becoming one with the Lord. And that is only given to the impersonalists.
还有另外一种解脱叫 Sayujya， 他们是融入主的存在，跟主合一，这类是非人格主义者，他们达到的解脱。
The demons killed by Krishna, they also get that kind of liberation.
被 Krishna 杀死的恶魔也得到这种解脱。
But these people, they don't enter into Vaikuntha.They only enter into the Brahma Jyoti.
这种人他们不能进入 Vaikuntha 无忧星宿，他们只能进入 Brahma Jyoti 梵光。
Right, they enter into the spiritual world, but not into the spiritual planets.
他们进入了灵性的世界，但是不能居住在灵性的星球上。
So devotees would they'll never get that Sayujya Mukti. They never get that kind of liberation. That is not the desire of a devotee.
奉献者永远不渴求这类解脱。
Because there's no opportunity to do service for Krishna.
因为他们没有服务 Krishna 的机会。
So.We're saying everybody, they will get one of these four kinds of liberation, but there are others, they may get some even special kind of opportunity to be with the Lord.
所以我们刚才说到了奉献者，他们会得到上述的四种解脱，但是呢，还有一些奉献者，他们获得了服务主的特殊的机会。
And that kind of opportunity may come, it may be that they can go to a place which is also in Vaikuntha where they will enjoy special association with the Lord.
这样的份
Such places like Ayodhya or Dwarka.
有一些奉献者呢，他们得以去百昆塔无忧星宿的特定的地方，例如说 Ayodhya 或者是 Dwarka。
So we should understand that the people in Vaikuntha, all the devotees there, Everybody is very happy and very satisfied with their service and with their position.
我们要知道的是，在Vaikuntha无忧星宿，每一个人都是内心非常快乐的，十分满足的。
Even though some people have special opportunities, they get special mercy.They are allowed to be intimate with the Lord. But the other people, they don't envy them.
西边有一些奉献者，他们获得了特殊的机会、特殊的仁慈去服务主，但是其他的人并不嫉妒这样的奉献者。
But there are these special places, Ayodhya, Dwarka, which where they get more intimate association. Some devotees will have they will enjoy very special association with the Lord.
但是在像 Ayodhya 和 Dwarka 这样的地方的奉献者，他们享受着跟主的非常亲密的关系。
So these places like Ayodhya and Dwarka, they're on this earth, they're on this planet, but the places on this planet also exist in Vaikuntha.
Ayodhya 和 Dwarka 也存在于地球，但是 Ayodhya 和 Dwarka 也在灵性的世界。
And of course, these places are important because of the Lord's pastimes there.
这些地方特别重要，因为主在那里上演了逍遥时光。
So, just like in Ayodhya, Lord Ramachandra is there, and Hanuman is there also to serve Lord Ramachandra.
比如在 Ayodhya 城，有主 Ramachandra， 也有 Hanuman 在 Ayodhya 服务着 Ramachandra。
Hanuman is always waiting in the mood of giving service to the Lord.
Hanuman 总是在那里等候着，能够为主提供服务。
Hanuman has that mood that he always wants to be the servant. He's constantly waiting for the Lord to give him some instruction.
哈努曼拥有这种为主提供服务的心态，他一刻不停地等待着能为主提供服务。
So he's able to always see, he can always see Lord Ramachandra, and he sees Lord Ramachandra with his consort Sita and with his brother Lakshman and all the other devotees. So Hanuman is satisfied by seeing the Lord always.
哈努曼能够恒常地见到主，他能见到主的伴侣 Sita， 也能见到主的弟弟 Lakshman， 还有其他的奉献者。所以哈努曼对于能够恒常不断地见到主感到心满意足。
Just like when Lord Ramachandra was performing his pastimes on this planet, at that time then Hanuman was always eager to serve Lord Ramachandra in every way.
正如拉玛昌者在这个地球上上演逍遥时光的时候，哈努曼非常渴望服务，以各种方式服务主。
In the same way, there is also Dwarka. And in Dwarka, Maharaj Yudhisthira and his family and his brothers like Arjuna, they're all worshipping the Lord there in Dwarka.
同样的也有 Dwarka 城，在那里 Yudhisthira 大君和他的家人以及他的兄弟们，他们会崇拜主。
They're worshipping Krishna as the son of Devaki, and they think of Krishna as a friend of Arjuna, and also that he's the younger brother of Balaram.
他们把 Krishna 当成 Devaki 的儿子来崇拜，他们会 跟他的弟弟们他的朋友们会把 Krishna 当成是他的哥哥 Balarama 的弟弟来崇拜。
And of course they know Krishna is the husband of Rukmini and Satyabhama.
他们也清楚 Krishna 是 Rukmini 以及 Satyabhama 王后的丈夫。
So in the spiritual world, in Dwarka, the Pandavas, they're serving Krishna there with the same friendship as during his incarnation in this world.
所以在灵性的世界，潘达瓦五兄弟就是以有朋友之情服务着主 Krishna， 就像在这个地球上一样。
And also, you have in Dwarka, you have also the Yadavas.Who are all very pure devotees, and Uddhava is there. Uddhava is one of the Yadavas, and he worships and serves Krishna as his master.
在 Dwarka 也还有 Yadava， 就是亚度族人，他们都是纯粹的奉献者，是以 Uddhava 为首。乌德瓦就在那里崇拜着并且服务着主，把他当成主人。
And they consider Krishna more valuable than their wealth. Krishna means more to them than their power, and they're ready to give their lives for Krishna.
他们把认为主比所有的财富更加有价值，他们准备为主献出一切，包括自己的生命在内。
So they're living there in Dwarka, and they're with the Lord, and they're experiencing so much happiness, unlimited happiness.
这些人都居住在 Dwarka， 他们在那里享受着无穷无尽的快乐。
Just like when the Lord was present here on the planet.They were with him, and they were enjoying the bliss always in his pastimes, in his association.
就像在地球上，他们享受着与主的为伴，他们享受着无尽的极乐，享受着跟主的联谊。
So the Lord, when he comes on this planet Earth,His pastimes are not, you know, his associates and the people with him, not so different from what goes on in Vaikuntha. The same people are there in Vaikuntha, in the spiritual world.
当主在这个地球上的时候，他拥有在 Vaikuntha 灵性世界同样的同游和那些奉献者。
So even though some devotees are in higher and lower positions, they're all feeling ecstasy. They're all feeling great bliss in the service and in the association of the Lord.
即便有更高层面的奉献者，或者是较低层面的奉献者，但是他们内心的感受都是狂喜和极乐的。他们享受他们在为主的服务和跟主的联谊上面，都内心感受到巨大的快乐和极乐狂喜。
But we should understand there is some difference between the devotional, between the mood of their devotional service.
但是我们要明白他们的服务的心态是有区别的。
Just like some devotees, they still have this attachment to knowledge. So because they have the attachment to knowledge, they cannot experience the real ecstasy of love in their heart.
就像有的奉献者，他们非常依附知识，由于他们依附知识，所以他们内心无法体验到巨大的神爱的狂喜。
Yeah, they get some pleasure just from their mental activities, from thinking about that knowledge, they feel the happiness. But it's not equal to the pure love which the Prema Bhaktas experience.
他们对于他们的心智的活动，他们的思维感到非常津津乐道，但是这种快乐是无法跟那些Prema Bhakta他们所体验到的狂喜相媲美的。
The Shuddha Bhaktas, their happiness comes from doing their sadhana, from the bhakti yoga, from the hearing and chanting and remembering Krishna.
那些Shuddha Bhakta他们是从Sadhana Bhakti规范修行上获得了快乐，他们从聆听和唱诵当中获得的快乐。But
above them, the Prema Bhaktas, they're seeing the Lord and serving Him, and they're always meditating on Him with pure love.
在这个奉献者之上的那些Prema Bhakta, 他们对于服务至尊主与他联谊，从中获得更高的快乐。So
they're above all the hearing and chanting, and they're above all the knowledge.
所以他们都高于聆听和唱诵，高于知识。So
in this way, there's higher standards of happiness among the devotees.
在奉献者之中呢，就是这种快乐的标准是有高低差别的。On
the highest level of happiness, they enjoy being personally in the association with the Lord and seeing Him all the time and taking part in His pastimes with Him.
最高层面的奉献者呢，他们享受着跟主的亲身联谊，他们得以能够见到主，能够参与主的逍遥时光。So
they have different levels of sadhana. So they get different, they're on different levels of perfection. They're all perfect, but different levels of perfection.
所以他们都在 sadhana 规范修行的不同层面上，他们都是完美的。 但是他们的完美程度不一样。So
we know that there's different levels of happiness. You know, someone's happiness, someone has a little and somebody has more happiness, and someone has even more happiness. So in the spiritual world, it's like that. Everybody's happy, but at different levels of happiness.
我们知道有不同层面的快乐和幸福感。 有的人是有一点点快乐，还有的人会有更多的快乐，还有的人甚至有更多的快乐，所以快乐的程度和层面是不一样的。So
the ultimate happiness is those who are able to, you know, absorb their minds on the service to the lotus feet of the Lord.
最终极的快乐是那些能够专注于主的莲花族的人们。But
everybody is happy in their own position because everyone has a different nature.
但是每个人在他们各自的地位上都会感到快乐和满足，因为每个人的天性不同。Just
like in the material world, somebody is happy just to be a brahmachari. They don't want to, you know, they're just happy to be in that position, to chant Hare Krishna, to serve Krishna, and to be a brahmachari.
就像在物质世界，有的人作为真守生，他们就感到心满意足，他们只是唱诵 Hare Krishna, 服务主就感到很满足了。And
somebody else is happy just to be a grihastha, and to take a wife, and just to have a wife, and live together with the wife and serve Krishna.
而有的人呢，对于成为居士感到心满意足，他们会娶妻，跟妻子一起， 他们会对于服务在居士的身份当中服务 Krishna 感到很满足。
Some other people, they want to have children. They feel that they have to have children in their family. Until they get children, they're not happy.
还有的人呢，他们一定要生孩子，在家中呢一定要跟孩子有天伦之乐，他们对此呢感到心满意足。
And you get other people who just want to renounce everything. They don't want, they just want to give up everything.
还有的人呢，他们想要弃绝一切，放弃一切。
So we see different people are happy in different situations.
我们看到不同的人在不同的境况当中感到快乐。
So Uttara wants to know about what's the special position, what's the special place where the Lord's very best devotees go. Who have spontaneous love for serving Krishna.
Uttara 想了解那个服务主的最好的地方是哪个地方，在那里呢奉献者对于主怀着自发的爱。
They will chant his name and they're full of a very special, very intense love for him, for the Lord.
他们会唱诵他的名字，他们会怀着对主的特殊的爱和强烈的爱。
They just want to become servants of Srimati Radharani.
他们只想成为圣 Radharani 的仆人。
So this is very high level of sadhana to have this mood of service that one just simply wants to be the servant of Radharani.
这是非常高的层面的 sadhana 规范修行，他们只想成为 Srimati 圣女 Radharani 的仆人的心态。
So, what kind of place do these kind of people go? Is it just going to be the same as other devotees, any ordinary devotee? No, they will have a special place.
那么这样的地方是在哪里？是不是跟普通的奉献者一样呢？并不是的，这样的奉献者会去特殊的地方。
Well, we know there's devotees like Nanda and Yashoda.How much love they have for Krishna. So they cannot just be in the same place where all the other devotees are.
我们知道有像南达和亚修达这样的奉献者，他们对 Krishna 怀着特殊的爱。难道这样的奉献者会跟别的奉献者一样住在同样的地方吗？并不会的，他们会去特殊的地方。
You know, some devotees, they're attached to the opulence of the Lord. They just appreciate the Lord's opulence. They don't have the same intimate dealing with the Lord.
有的奉献者特别依附于富裕，他们很欣赏对主的富裕，怀着非常大家赞赏。这样的奉献者，他们不会去跟上面的奉献者一样的地方。
So the devotee, those who are devotees of Radha and Krishna, they have their special place where they enjoy the pastimes with the Lord.
Radha Krishna 的奉献者，他们会有特殊的地方，会享受跟主在一起的逍遥时光。
And they feel even greater happiness.Than the Yadavas and greater happiness than the Pandavas.
他们的快乐甚至胜过了亚达瓦、亚杜族人和潘杜五兄弟。
So we should understand that the devotees of Radha and Krishna, they're not equal, they're not.On the same level as all these other people who are going to Vaikuntha.
我们要明白， Radha Krishna 的奉献者，他们跟别的奉献者不在同一个层面上，跟那些去外昆的星球的奉献者不在同一个水准上。
You know, they're ordinary Vaishnavas. Ordinary Vaishnavas, they'll go to Vaikuntha. They worship Vishnu with opulence. With they're attracted by the opulence of Vaikuntha.
有普通的奉献者，他们会崇拜 Vishnu， 去 Vishnu 的星球，他们对于主 Vishnu 的赋予，就感到很满足了。
They just simply want to be in the service of the Lord. Their happiness is in serving.
他们只是快乐的满足于服务主，他们的心态就是服务的心态。
But they don't experience the kind of rasa or the pleasure of the intimate association which the devotees.Of Radha and Krishna are able to enjoy.
但是他们不能享受到 Radha Krishna 的奉献者所享受到的 rasa 滋味，以及那Radha Krishna 奉献者享受到的喜乐之情。
So the book, this book, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, is describing about devotees in Vaikuntha.So that we can understand the greatness of the devotees of Gokula or Goloka, that they're even greater.
所以这本书《Brihad Bhagavatamrita》大伯加法藏甘露之阳描述了维昆塔无忧星宿的奉献者，这样我们就能够明白 Gokula 和 Goloka 的光荣。
So Mother Uttara wants to know, Mother Uttara wants to know about this place which is beyond Vaikuntha for the very special, very pure devotees who have so much great love for Krishna.
母亲 Uttara 想要明白在 Vaikuntha 之上的那个地方，在那里的奉献者他们的独特的服务之情，他们的纯粹的对主的纯粹的奉爱，他们怀着更高的爱。
It should be a place which is suitable for the enjoyment of devotees, devotees like Nanda and Yashoda.
那样的地方是给像 Nanda 和 Yashoda 这样的奉献者准备的。
And in that place, people will think of the Lord.Just like Nanda and Yashoda, they won't think of him with so much awe and reverence, but they'll think of him as their friend or as their child or as their lover.
那样的星球上的奉献者，他们不会怀着敬畏之情来崇拜主、看服侍主，而会把主当成朋友、孩子或者是爱侣。
So this place will only be able to, only those pure devotees who have that kind of love will be able to enter into that place.
只有怀着那种奉爱之情的纯粹奉献者才得以进入这样的居所。
So it's a very special place, is the,It's a very pure, it's very sweet, and it's only for those people who have that pure love for the service of Lord Krishna.
那样的地方是独一无二的，纯粹无瑕的，充满着甜美的。那样的奉献者是怀着对主的纯粹的奉爱之情，服务至尊主。
So Uttara says, there must be such a place. But she said, it must be very secret, confidential. So I don't know about it, but I want to know about it.
母亲 Uttara 说，一定存在着这样的地方，但是这种地方一定是秘密的， 并且是机密的，为外人所知的。我很渴望了解这样的地方。
Now the best place of all, manifest the best place on the earth, is the district of Mathura.
在地球上最好的区域是 Mathura 区域。
And definitely, we know that Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they get great happiness from being there in Mathura and enjoying the Lord's pastimes there.
像南达大君和亚修的妈妈这样的奉献者，他们在那里享受着服务主。
But Uttara is worried. Mother Uttara, she's thinking that, well, Mathura, that's in the material world.So, there can't be such a high place if it's in the material world.
母亲 Uttara 心里有点担心了。Mathura 不是在地球上吗？在怎么能在又在灵性世界呢？
So she's asking, maybe there's some other place, a transcendental in the spiritual world, where the Lord can have his pastimes?Because Mathura on earth, it doesn't seem possible because it's in the material world.
母亲乌特拉她现在有点困惑了。在灵性世界也有这样的地方吗？是一个超然的居所。因为在 Mathura 是地球上的一个区域啊。
So Mother Uttara is thinking that, you know, in Mathura,In the district of Mathura, you know, not just only the city of Mathura, but the whole district of Mathura, which includes Vrindavan and everything. There are many people, ordinary people there. They have not got perfection. They're not pure devotees, don't look like pure devotees. So it must be in the material world.
母亲乌特拉她的困惑就是当然 Mathura 并不指的单单指的 Mathura 市，它也包括指包括文达万在内的 Mathura 区域，在这个区域也有很多的人，也有很多的普通的人，他们并不是纯粹奉献者，而且这个区域就在物质的世界呀。
And at the time of the end of the world,When the world is annihilated, Mathura will also disappear because it's there in the material world.
等到这个世界毁灭的时候，那么这个地方因为它是在物世界，它会不会就一同毁灭了呢？
So we have to understand that actually Mathura, although it's in the material world, it's not touched by the material energy.
我们需要明白的一点就是 Mathura 虽然是处在物质世界，但是却不被物质能量所触碰。
Just like when Krishna comes in this world, he is not of the material world. He's appearing in the material world, but he's not material. He's spirit, always spiritual.
就像当 Krishna 降临物质世界的时候，他是灵性的人物，他完全是超然的。
All of the associates who come with Krishna also, they also have their spiritual form.
和 Krishna 一同降临的同游们，他们也拥有各自的灵性形象。
Because the yoga maya.The spiritual energy of Krishna, it covers up all of these things. So the people of Mathura, they appear to undergo material changes. But actually, they don't.
因为主的内在能量 Yoga Maya 能量它覆盖了一切那么在 Mathura 的地方的奉献者他们好像是就是经历着这些但他们却并非如此。
Yeah, the Lord's spiritual energy does not allow people who are not devotees to experience it, the ecstasy of Mathura. Only devotees can feel it.
主的灵性能量并不允许任何一个人能够体验到那些灵性的狂喜，除非他是主的奉献者。
Non-devotees, those people who have no devotion, they will not experience that. Only the devotees, because the Lord's spiritual energy doesn't allow them to understand these things.
只有奉献者才能够体验到这些极乐之情，而非奉献者是不能体验到的，因为主的灵性能量不允许他们明白这切。
Yeah, the glories of Mathura, the spiritual position of Mathura is hidden from the ordinary people.
Mathura 的荣耀是隐藏，是隐蔽的，普通的人他们是不能明白 Mathura 的荣耀的。
And the glories of Mathura are eternal, and it is never destroyed, even when the universe is destroyed.
Mathura 的荣耀是永恒的，是永不毁灭的，即便物质世界毁灭， Mathura 的荣耀也是永不毁灭的。
If we think that Mathura will be destroyed, that's wrong. Mathura never gets destroyed because it's a spiritual world. It's eternal.
如果我们认为 Mathura 会被毁灭，这是一个错误的观点，因为 Mathura 是一个灵性的世界，它是永恒的，永不被毁灭的。
So what happens when the world is destroyed is that Mathura will make Mathura will first of all become invisible, and then it will enter into Goloka.
那么具体所发生的事情是，当物质世界整体毁灭的时候， Mathura 首先它变得目不可见，看不见，然后之后它会融入到灵性的世界。
So,Narada Muni, he knows about the glories of Mathura.
Narada Muni, 他是明白Mathura 的荣耀的。
And it's said Mathura is even, it's sometimes even greater than, said to be greater than Goloka.
而且据说呢， Mathura 甚至比 Goloka 更加伟大。
But actually, they're not different. They're the same.
但实际上他们是没有差别的，他们是一样的。
And that's why Krishna comes to Mathura. When he appears in the world, he appears there in Mathura.
因此当 Krishna 显现在物质世界的时候，他就是在 Mathura 这一个地方显现的。
And he performs his pastimes there in Mathura.
而且他也在 Mathura 这个地方上演他逍遥的时光。
And after he finishes, when it comes time for the universe to be destroyed, then the Mathura will just become invisible and it goes back into Goloka. It's never destroyed.
当宇宙毁灭之际， Mathura 这个地方它会变得 目不可见，是变得看不见了，之后呢它就回到了灵性的世界。
So we should understand what is the position of Mathura. Although it's on earth, it's not an ordinary place.
因此我们要理解 Mathura 这个地方的地位，虽然它在这个地球上，但是它却不属于地球。
It's not different from Mathura and Goloka are not different.
Mathura 和 Goloka 没有差别。
So Mother Uttara wants to hear about this place.
母亲 Uttara 想要聆听这个地方的荣耀。
But before hearing about Goloka, first of all, we will hear about many other places which are below Goloka.
但在聆听 Goloka 的是荣耀之前呢，我们首先要聆听其他地方，在 Goloka 之下的其他地方的地位。
And by hearing about these other places, then we will understand more the wonderful qualities, how wonderful Goloka is.
通过聆听了所有其他地方的地位和荣耀之后，我们就能对于 Goloka 的奇妙的品质更加清晰了。
Okay, so we will go on to hear more about this.In the next class.
好的，那我们下一节课再继续。
Hare Krishna.
Are there any questions?
Yeah. 有一个问题可以问您吗？
可以。
是这样，就是您讲到的这五种奉献者，就是在维昆塔的，他们与我们之前学到的，就是与主的五种 rasa 关系当中，是只限在仆人的关系吗？是仆人关系的奉献者才、
yeah.
就是这五种奉献者是吧
？Yes， 是的。
哦，但是
yeah, they're all servants. Everyone's a servant. 他们都是仆人的关系。
但是您说到第三种、第四种吧，就是不有一个那个代表人物是潘达瓦五兄弟吗？但是潘达瓦他们不是 Krishna 的朋友关系吗
？Yeah， 他们是朋友关系，他们也是仆人的关系。因为他们是朋友，可是他们的their friendship is not quite like the friendship of the devotees in Vrindavan. It's different.
他们的友谊之情，并不像在 Vrindavan 的友谊之情。
You know, in Vrindavan, the cowherd boys they have a very different kind of affection with Krishna.
在本大本那些牧牛童，他们对 Krishna 怀着特殊的奉爱之情。
They can climb on Krishna's back, and they can wrestle with Krishna, and they can steal his food and do things like that.
他们甚至能爬上 Krishna 的背上，跟 Krishna 摔跤，或者是偷 Krishna 的食物吃。
But the Pandavas.Their friendship with Krishna is mixed with some respect. They have to also show some respect. Just like the Pandavas, Nakula and Sahadev, they're younger than Krishna, so they bow down to Krishna. Arjuna is the same age as Krishna, so he can embrace Krishna.
但是潘达瓦五兄弟他们对 Krishna 的友谊之情是混杂着尊重、敬意。比如 Nakula Sahadeva 他们是比 Krishna 年幼，所以要向 Krishna 顶拜；而 Arjuna 跟 Krishna 同龄，所以他可以拥抱 Krishna。
那就是最后第五种关系那些亚达瓦。他们也是，就是和这个牧牛童和格洛克的牧牛童的还是不一样的。
Yeah, 不一样。Like Uddhava also, he is also a friend of Krishna, but he will never sit on the same level as Krishna. He will, you know, he's very friendly with Krishna, but he's not, he doesn't think of himself on the same level as Krishna. He's always respectful.In dealing with Krishna.
Uddhava, 虽然对跟 Krishna 也怀着友谊之情，但是呢，他从来不会跟 Krishna 坐在同一个层面上，他总是对 Krishna 怀着非常尊敬之情。
So in Vaikuntha, friendship is there, but it's mixed with awe and reverence, just like Uddhava and the Pandavas.
所以在百昆塔也有友谊之情，但它是混杂着敬畏之情的，就像乌德瓦和潘度五子。
So Uttara wants to know about this place where there's very special devotees like Nanda and Yashoda.
Uttara 想要了解这个特殊的地方，就是像 Nanda 和 Yashoda 居住的特殊的地方。
Where there's not, they don't have that same awe and reverence to Krishna. But they have pure love for Krishna.
Nanda 和 Yashoda 内心怀着对 Krishna 的纯粹的奉爱，没有敬畏之情。
Okay.
好的，非常感谢 Gurudev。听您好像有一点儿感冒了，是吗？您要多保重。
今天早上开始。
好，这还有一个问题，非安的 easy 的，就是他问感恩 Guru 的精彩讲课，请问怎么区分尊敬和敬畏？
Thank you for your wonderful lecture. My question is that how to make difference between respect and awe?
Well, no, we said respect and awe and veneration is the way in which that is respect, right? But you see, in Vaikuntha, the nature is awe and reverence, but in Goloka it's more intimacy, there's less awe and respect there. The mood of Vaikuntha is different from Goloka.
敬畏也是尊敬，但是呢，在Vaikuntha他们是敬畏的，他们不像在 Goloka 有非常亲密的。情感
right, that in Goloka it's just sweetness, and it's very sweet without awe and reverence and veneration, all this respect. This is in Vaikuntha, Krishna is the king, so be very careful in dealing with the king and how we respect him, very careful.But in Goloka, they think of Krishna in a different way. They don't think of him like king. They think of Krishna as their son, or as their friend, or as their lover.
在 Goloka 呢是非常甜蜜的、甜美的，那里没有敬畏之情。而在百昆的呢，至尊主呢，他是一个国王的身份地位，所以所有的人对待他都很小心翼翼的。但是在狗洛克呢，那里的人都把他当成儿子，当成朋友，当成爱侣。
But in Vaikuntha, everybody is just servant. It's not like Goloka.Vaikuntha, there's only Dasharas. There's not the same kind of, Krishna's parents and so on, and Krishna's girlfriends and so on, which are there in Goloka. They're not there in Vaikuntha.
在 Vaikuntha 是只有 Dasharas, 就是主仆的这种情感。而是在 Goloka 呢，他们可以把 Krishna 当成，他们那俩奉献者可以以女朋友的身份跟他交往，或者是以父母的情感来服务他。
Even Krishna's wives, they're also in the mood of being servants.
甚至连 Krishna 的妻子们，他们也是以一种仆人的心绪来对待他。
Okay.
我们还有一个问题，您看一下，古曼尼玛大吉。
好。还有一个问题，瞎吗？哈瑞克什纳顶拜咕噜，请问灵性世界里的一切是不是都是有人格性的？
Yeah, in the spiritual planets, they're personal, but the Brahma Jyoti, in that Brahma Jyoti, the impersonal is still there. The Brahma Jyoti is also in the spiritual world, but it's not like a spiritual planet.
在灵性的星球上，那里的事都是有人格性的。但是呢，在灵性世界还有 Brahma Jyoti 泛光，而泛光里的是非人格的，没有人格化的。
So the impersonalists, they can get into the Brahma Jyoti, but they don't enter into the spiritual planet.
因此非人格主义者可以进入泛光，但是却无法进入无法居住在灵性的星球上。
And to get into Goloka, then you have to have this special love for Krishna.
想要进入 Goloka, 必须对 Krishna 怀着那特殊的爱。
Yeah, you have to have the mood of the people of Vrindavan.
必须拥有稳达稳居民的心绪。
So we're going to hear about that mood in this thing. As we go on, we will hear more.
我们在后面的课程当中会听到更多的。There are more questions.
Oh, okay.
Free and easy.顶拜咕噜，其他四种关系的尊敬，我很好理解。但是当是儿子的时候，怎么表达尊敬呢？
当是儿子的时候，什么？
怎么表达尊敬 ？How to express respect in the position of a son?
Well, who's the son?
Sati, 您懂这个问题吗？
就是这个亚苏他妈妈和他是怎么向儿子表达这种尊敬之情的？就是不光只是爱的表达吗？
Well, because Yashoda and Nanda, they're the mother and father, so the mood of the mother and father is always to protect, to give protection to their child.
Nanda 大君和 Yashoda 妈妈，他们是一种父母的心态，所以这个父母他们总是想保护孩子。
So they don't respect.Krishna, like Devaki and Vasudev. Devaki and Vasudev, they show respect to Krishna. They offer prayers to Krishna when Krishna appears as their child.
Nanda 和 Yashoda 不像，他们不是像 Devaki 和 Vasudev 那样的尊敬 Krishna. Devaki 和 Vasudev 甚至向 Krishna 献上祈祷。
Nanda and Yashoda are.Goloka, they're not from Vaikuntha, they're from Goloka. So Nanda and Yashoda, they don't have the same respect. They don't show respect to Krishna. But because they think of Krishna as their son, and they love him, they have intense love for Krishna, and they just want to protect him when there's any danger.
Nanda 大君和 Yashoda, 他们是来自 Goloka 的，所以他们并不向 Krishna 表达尊敬之情，他们只想保护 Krishna， 他们的爱是如何去保护 Krishna。
Right, mother and father not supposed to respect their child. The child is supposed to respect mother and father.
父母 理, 不, 理应不是尊敬儿子，儿子反过来理应尊敬父母。
So we see the respect in Vaikuntha, we don't see it in Goloka.
所以我们在 Vaikuntha 无忧心树上可以看到这种尊重，但是在 Goloka 看不见。
You see it in Vasudeva and Devaki, you see it in Dwarka, but you don't see it in Goloka.
嗯，可以在 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 身上看到，但是在 Goloka 看不到。Another question.
Yeah.
嗯，杨盖莲 ，Hare Krishna， 顶拜 Guru， 这五种解脱是百昆塔星球上的，是百昆塔星球上的奉献者的解脱。不是地球上的奉献者的解脱愿望，是吗？
Yeah, devotees don't desire liberation. But Krishna may give it. If Krishna gives it to them, then they will take it. If Krishna wants them to take that kind of liberation, they will take it. But not five kinds, only four kinds. Because one kind is impersonalism. So a devotee will never take impersonal liberation.
嗯。奉献者并不欲求解脱，但是 Krishna 如果 Krishna 给他们解脱，他们也会接受，但是他们只会接受四种解脱，而不接受那种非人格的解脱。
Yeah.
嗯，还有 another question.
Yeah.
瞎吗？no. 智慧哦、oh, ，it's a.Prayer, 祈祷主你心哈 Deva 保佑 Guru Deva 早日健康，事事如意。然后是好。还有黑马拉特顶拜 Guru， 祝您早日康复。Chivananda， 祝 Guru Deva 早上早日康复，多保重。三波哥。
哦，谢谢你们呢，谢谢大家。Hare Krishna。OK， 没有别的问题啊。
没有了，我看不见了。
Okay.
对，没有了。
OK， 今天到这儿。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna， 感恩 Guru Day， 感谢翻译 Hare Bo。
感谢主持，感谢 Guru Maharaj， 感谢
Sati。Hare Krishna。
Hare
Krishna。多保重。
多保重。你也保重。